Please be seated. It is a special privilege today to have with us one of the great friends of the United States Army Band, chorus, herald, trumpet, strings, etc., etc. I have had the good fortune to become acquainted with Dr. LaBerge over the last several years, and particularly through his attendance at our many significant performances. He's been probably more faithful to our performances than many of us have. I don't remember ever doing anything major without seeing him as a part of the audience. I've had many very warm conversations with him, and recently was talking to him, and he had many complimentary things to say, and asked if it was possible for him to come over and talk to you personally someday. And of course, it was great to have that kind of an offer. And this has come to fruition. He has taken time from his busy schedule this afternoon to come visit with us, and we're extremely pleased to have him here. Please give a warm welcome to the Undersecretary of the Army, Dr. LaBerge.
Thank you very, very much, and particularly for the honors as I came in. It is a rare privilege to warrant your kindness, and I thank you very much for it. Colonel Allen, it is, in fact, a fun thing for me to come over. As I had talked with Colonel Allen, it was clear to me, but perhaps not to him, that the organization in the Pentagon was about to move me from the Army over to the Office of the Secretary of Defense, and on the 15th I will become the principal deputy to Bill Perry, the Undersecretary for Research and Development. And so it was a chance to express to you my very great appreciation for the personal pleasure of having heard the music of the Army, but I think even more so to express the appreciation for what you all do for the country and for the Army in what you do in your daily work. I've had the opportunity, as Colonel Allen says, to enjoy the things you do in many various circumstances. I would only wish to comment about two aspects of it. The first is that in peacetime, an army has a very, very difficult job. It has a situation where it must be ready for any and all contingencies. In a situation of peace, which makes the appearance of impending difficulty not as real to the communities in the United States as it needs to be to get to obtain the kind of support that we need. The Army is cloistered, and I chide some of my friends in the Pentagon that in many respects we are much like the seminary or the nunnery, that we live in a world which is supported by others without really much of a chance to be in contact with them. The world recognizes that basically the Army does good work and that you need one. And it recognizes that the seminaries and the nunneries do good work and that you need them. But when it comes to paying for it, it's a very difficult thing. And what you do is present, I think, the tradition of this country to the many villages and towns and spectators that you see. And by your musical entertainment of them, remind them that the traditions of this country are ones where we have not had the desire to go to war in 1775 or in 1812 or in 1848-49 or in 1861 or in 1898-99 or 1914 or 1941 or in the years of Korea or Vietnam, but that the country was forced to go to war. And it was forced to go to war with the capability that it had at the time that the war started, and that it built and grew on them, and that it was in the tradition of the country then and continues to be and must be in the future the tradition of the country to provide the young men and women who can be the basis for growing the kinds of armies that we need in a major conflict. And it is the reminding of the tradition of the Army that I think is important, that makes fathers, mothers, grandparents, uncles, aunts, all believe that soldiering is an honorable art. And although we know it, most of the country doesn't have enough association with the Army to understand the kinds of people and the kinds of things that we do and need to be done. And you are one of the ways that allow the outside world to see and remind themselves of both the need for the Army and the kinds of people that it needs. Another thing that you do, though, is to remind old people like myself of what we ought to be doing. I stood out, and it was not the Army this time, but the Navy this morning, where Graham Clater moved up from being the Secretary of the Navy to being Deputy Secretary of Defense. And there is no way to see the flags fly and the traditions put in front of you that does not send you back into the Pentagon believing that you should work harder and better at what you do. And I think a very great influence that you have on all of us is that we should go back into that building and try and be as good at what we're doing as you are at what you're doing. And the tradition of excellence that you display is something which has a value that I suspect I don't fully realize, and you probably don't hardly enough, that being very, very good is in fact something that this country has always valued, and that it sets for all of us, whether we be civilians or military, an objective of being in our own areas very, very good that is a most worthwhile thing. I would not intend to go on longer except to say that I just enjoy the very good music. It's just hard not to listen to you as you sing and play without really appreciating the quality of the music. And I had more fun at the 1812 Overture than anything I've ever been to, bar none. But as good as the music is, the quality of your bearing and your demeanor and your representation of the Army is even better, and for that I really do thank you.
Dr. LaBerge, you're absolutely right. I did not know that you're moving. But we have something we want to present to you both as a longtime friend of the United States Army Band, and also, unfortunately, I suppose, as a farewell gift from the Army. Bill, if you would, please.
Sir, would you?
This picture is inscribed to Honorable Walter B. LaBerge from the officers and members of the United States Army Band, with deep appreciation for the friendship and support you have given to Pershing's Own during your tenure as Under Secretary of the Army. Signed, Colonel Eugene W. Allen, Leader and Commander.
Thank you very, very much. And although I may not have the best seats in the house from now on, you will see me at the concerts just as you have up until now.